I sighed in relief as I shut the front door after waving my best friend and his mate off. I adored Jai. He was the most important person in my life. But they'd been here all day, and I just wasn't used to having people around. I'd spent years alone with just my familiar for company, and it was still a little difficult to get used to having people around. At least now I had a house of my own where I could escape for some much-needed alone time. I rested my forehead against the smooth wood, breathing in the subtle scent of varnish as I thought over everything that had happened within the span of the last 2 weeks. I never intended to leave my sanctuary, my mansion in Ravenshire, but when my best, not to mention my only friend, needed me, how could I say no? I'd come here with the intention of leaving as soon as I'd helped Jai out, but then he'd convince me to stay another day. And I had. Not just because he'd asked me to, but because I'd liked it. I liked hanging out with Jai and his annoyingly smiley mate, even if I'd spent the whole time hyper-focused on making sure my magic stayed under control. It had been a long, long time since it had gotten out of control, but it still scared me, especially when there were people around me, which was why I preferred to live alone. When I'd finally been standing in front of a portal in the basement parking of the shopping center in town, something had stopped me. It had been a pull, something I could still feel, and it had stopped me from leaving Miss Vale. I didn't know what it was, but it felt important. A part of me wanted to believe it was what I'd cautiously dreamed about, but another part hoped it was anything but that. Having a mate would just mean having one more person to constantly worry about, wouldn't it? The pull had only gotten stronger, and in the end I'd decided to stay for a few weeks and try to figure out exactly what was up. Luckily for me, Jai had decided to move in with his mate, Raphael, and he'd let me live at his home while I looked for my own. I'd known this place was meant for me the moment I'd seen it, not just because it was a Victorian-style townhouse made completely of stone, meaning fire wouldn't burn it down to ashes should I lose control, but also because I'd felt it. The pull. It had been so much stronger in this house, and still was. When I found out the house had been up for sale for months without anyone snatching it up, well, I'd snatched it. It wasn't like I didn't have the money. Now, here we were. My things were strewn all over the place in various boxes. I hadn't brought everything I owned, just the things I might need in the next few weeks. My books, the old scrolls and parchments in their fire-safe boxes that I'd been wary of leaving unguarded, April's perch, and clothes. Right. Jai and Raphael had insisted on helping me move, and then they'd ordered pizza for dinner. I couldn't say hanging out with them hadn't been fun, but I was also glad they were gone now. I stepped back from the door, rubbing at my chest where the pull seemed to be centered. I looked around the living room, turning my neck this way and that to get the crick out of it. The house had been fully furnished, though the furniture looked like something out of the 80s. There was a big fireplace that I had no interest in, mostly because my magic kept me warmer than most at all times. I knew Jai would like it, though. He had a fondness for things like that. I shook my head as I turned back toward the door and placed my palm on it. Closing my eyes, I focused on steadily breathing as I murmured the warding spell I'd memorized many, many years ago. Spells weren't something most mages used, but I'd found a whole shelf of books dedicated to them in the mansion's library, which, you guessed it, was also fireproof, and since I had nothing better to do, I'd spent a whole decade learning and practicing almost each and every spell in there. It had been a fun and useful way to spend my time, though some of the spells had just made me wonder who these books had belonged to. I'd avoided those spells, the ones that were supposed to be used for torture and pain. I had no intention of harming anyone like that. Once the ward was set up, I cracked my knuckles and shook off the tension in my arms, giving my magic a minute to calm down.